podcast is part of the Sports Social Podcast Network.
Welcome, everybody, to live fight coverage of the fights from Saudi Arabia. With you today, Matt DiGiannardo and Steve Wellings. I know a few other people are going to be jumping in with us today. Currently, Gerald Big Baby Miller is in the ring awaiting the arrival of Daniel Dubois. This fight is looking to be possibly the hottest contest on the card. A lot of great trash talking going on throughout the week. Gerald Miller opening up at over a paying over 4-1 is now paying less than 2-1. Steve, if you were a gambler, would you regret not hopping on those odds early, or would you be looking more at, ooh, things are getting paying a little better for Dubois right now? Let's get some of that action.
And I'm not sure I'm the man to be asking about odds questions, as you well know, Matty, but I don't know. I'm intrigued by this one, to be honest. Dubois is a puncher, we know that. Will he gas late? Miller's a big fat lump. Will he be able to keep going late on? A lot of people thinking Dubois is going to get the knockout, but I'm not so sure, man. I think this could be very interesting. So, no, I wouldn't lump on anybody, to be honest, if it was me, because I'm a fool and his money is easily parted.
Oh, as my account at varying times has shown. But I'll tell you, it's interesting how much I have rarely seen a fight move so much in the odds. Almost getting as close to a pick'em at this time, considering how wide it opened. And I'm wondering if there's two ways that money kind of moves in gambling, Steve. One of them is by the big money gamblers seeing value, throwing good chunks at it. The other is the public tossing a bunch of money at something and bringing it closer. So I'm kind of curious who brought this one the odds closer on that one. That gambling money. The big money, it means a lot more. And I kind of wonder if this 333-pound Gerald Miller hasn't talked himself into a better position right now than more so than identifying his path to victory.
Give us a shout-out about your parlays then. What have you got the money on tonight? Are you doing okay so far? I know a few of the boys in the Nutters chatter.
I've gotten a couple right, a couple wrong. I got a parlay still going that had just low odds junk on there, like Sanchez to win by KO, things of that nature. Got even money back on Jaya Pattaya to go less than 5.5 rounds. Missed on Makhmudov. Picked him rounds 1 and 2. Obviously didn't happen. And also missed Hrgović. I picked him rounds 3 and 4, and Demore didn't even last a couple of minutes in that fight. I thought that Demore's fate was kind of written in that one, Steve. But do you kind of wonder if they might not run back the fight, but change that to a no contest for some of the shots that were a little bit behind the head? It was kind of a little weird.
No, I think they'll just let it go, to be honest. We've seen him doing that before. He loves a rabbit punch, doesn't he? I think they'll just forget about it and everyone will just move on with their lives.
Well, I think the sooner that we can move on from Hrgović against Demore, all the better in this life.
Yeah, I think so. What do you think about what we've seen so far? Makhmudov looked like shit, didn't he?
I tell you what, he just looked absolutely one-dimensional. Caballel, I mean, potentially with the upset of the night, unless something crazy happens here, he was big money underdog, and just ripped him up to the body. He couldn't take it. I mean, he's a mountain of a man. You'd think he could absorb a shot, but my God, that fight was literally the opposite of how the odds makers had that going. Everything was pointing at Makhmudov taking out Caballel early. And here comes Caballel, and just absolutely smokes him, just beats him up. And you wonder, some people are inactive just because, they're bums and don't want to fight. But Caballel, I think he just might be legitimately one of the more avoided guys in boxing after seeing that.
Yeah, I think Caballel's talented. The main issue with him was inactivity. European champion, made a lot of money from business, I'd be mentioned on the pod. As for Makhmudov, though, I don't know. I have no agenda in the game whatsoever. I don't care about these two. I'm glad Caballel won, but Makhmudov looked terrible. I've seen him before, and he didn't look great, but I wouldn't be surprised if they don't come out and said he had a virus all week or something. No, not excuses, but he looked lumbering. He looked like a flipping disabled version of David Price, man. He was absolutely terrible. And that neck twitching thing he kept doing, I wouldn't be surprised if some excuses come out for him,
It's I wouldn't be shocked at all. And I guess we'll have to wait and see what happens. with his next fight, if they get him scheduled up again, get him back on the path. But I tell you what, that is one ugly guy. He's like Valuev with hair. My God, you get beat up in a fight. I don't know if it necessarily would be a bad thing for him. A little plastic surgery could go a long way. But here we are getting going. Dubois versus Miller, which has kind of become one of the the most looked forward to fight of this card. Miller, big, beefy, all 333 pounds of him. Dubois, obviously a lot more chiseled, about 100 pounds less. Facial expression, I don't know. He looks really focused, Dubois, right now. I kind of like the trash talk from Miller this week. I think we're going to see something from Dubois. We're either going to see, Miller, the big man, just, beat him up, and this might be the last we see of Dubois. Or maybe, just maybe, Steve, Gerald Miller might finally have been the guy to light a fire under Dubois' ass and make him fight like it mattered.
I would love to see that if that was the case. Oh, I want Dubois to win, don't get me wrong. I just seen his deficiencies in the past. Mental fragility, I think Miller can get into his head. We were talking about it on the pod on Sunday evening. That's the only reason I'm picking Miller. I have no affinity to him whatsoever. I've made my feelings known on him in the past. If Dubois bangs him out in three rounds, I think that's good for boxing. But I'm not so sure, to be honest. Quick shout out to everybody in the chat, by the way. Tosh is there. Malone. We've got Matt Butters. Triple C says, thanks for this, fellas. Sure, what else would we be doing on this Christmas Eve weekend? Justin Dull's there as well. Dr. FMG. Yeah, a few of the usuals. Take Ames asking for a post-fight pod. We haven't done a current fight pod yet, so we'll get through this first of all. We seem to be doing all right. Daniel Dubois getting his gum shield on his mouth on my stream anyway, Matty, from what I can see.
All right. What I'm going to do real quick, Steve, is I'm going to pause this one, and you tell me when you get the first bell, and we're going to get synced up. I'm just a few seconds in here.
Okay, fair enough, yeah.
Actually, I'm 40 seconds in, so tell me when you're about 2:45.
Right, okay. Whenever they're ready to start, I'll give you a shout. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. Let me know when there's 2:45 left in the round. Do that for me.
Oh, okay, fair enough,
guys. This is gonna be. We're trying to get synced up. Things don't always work overseas with the way feeds come in and things of that nature. So we're just getting it all squared away here. If you're on the U.S. end, you might already have the fight going. Feel free to pause if you would like to keep our commentary as your commentary of note as this goes on. We have everything muted. Everything's going to be legal. Just think of us as your as another option for commentary for this night of big heavyweight and light heavyweight action. Which has been really fantastic so far. A lot of fights. Not many have gone the distance.
There we are. Two, there, that's me. That's me.
Boom.
Yeah, that's Mac Mudoff 4. Just finished for me. Where are you?
Oh, fuck.
I'm joking, Nick.
All right. Dubois bouncing, working off the jab a little bit. For a fat guy, I mean, Miller cuts off the ring pretty well. I mean, he cuts angles a little bit. He's not so much willing to chase you. I think he gets the idea that he's not going to win in a foot race. So that's what you got to do. It's all about the geometry.
Size-wise, I'm seeing them pretty even. Dubois a lot leaner, obviously.
Yeah, he's just 6 months of depression away from being Miller's weight. just a few bad decisions away.
I'm not a fan of Miller's trunks, to be honest with you. They're a bit too short for my liking.
Yeah. Well, it probably comes down to cost. I mean, he already has a lot of fabric investment into that. A little bit longer. I don't know if that's in the budget, Steve.
Yeah.
Tying up here. Miller trying to be trying to big man him. Dubois just trying to be more active to keep Miller at bay. Still working that jab. Catching him a little bit with the jab. Right hand getting parried away by Miller.
Interesting tactics from Miller. Not a lot of movement, but just constant pressure, making Dubois work constantly. Mm-hmm. This is all part of the game plan.
Yeah, it's not always pressure with your hands, just pressure with your feet, being in position to hit the other guy that just can start wearing them down. This fight originally scheduled for 12, brought down to 10. Regardless of who wins, I just don't see it as a distance fight. Uh, I I don't think a guy Miller's size can get 10 with a guy who can punch and is athletic like Dubois. And if a guy like Miller keeps walking him down, I don't think someone as mentally fragile as we've seen as Dubois can hear that final bell. This is definitely an not go the distance fight to me, but we'll see. It's not like I haven't been wrong before, and I'm obviously will be wrong many times again.
Yeah, shout out to Justin Dole, one of our American correspondents, says no way DD can move like this whole fight. I would agree with that, actually.
That was a nice move by Dubois, getting underneath Miller's right hand and sinking a left to the body, though. That was a good move. That was a very good move.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, as we saw with the Mahmudov fight, just because you're big doesn't mean you can't get hurt to the body. There's no guarantees.
Yeah, a very active round from Dubois there. Miller will be happy with that, I think, as well.
Nice uppercut to close that out, yep. Too, from Dubois.
Yep, good shot.
Excellent. All right. I'm going to go on mute briefly, and I'm going to see if I can pick up some stuff from the corners. But Steve will be with you, and I'll be right back before the start of the next round.
Yeah, not really sure what I can add there, to be honest. I'm seeing an advert for 7-Up at the moment. Shout out to them. Yeah, interesting opening round from Dubois. Very active. Maybe the fact he's a 10-rounder has led him to come forward a little bit more, throw a few shots. I think Miller will be happy with that. Very stationary, not using a lot of energy. He is a big lump, a good gas tank reasonably for his size, so I think both men will be relatively happy with that, but Dubois on activity, doing exactly what he needs to do. There's Don Charles in the corner as well. Shout out to Don, friend of the pod, as we get off our stools ready for round two. Michael Alexander's the referee, by the way. All British referees, British Boxing Board of Control, are in control of this one. Well, Matty, what'd you get?
Well, I was hoping for some words from the corner, but all I got were commercials for DraftKings and AutoZone.
Oh, there you are.
So we got 7-Up. Yeah, for all your betting, DraftKings, for all your automotive parts purchases, AutoZone, apparently, for bringing us this fine programming.
A lot of body work from Dubois. He did that against Nathan Gorman as well, left hand in particular.
Yeah, and I mean that shot against Usyk, whether one wants to say it was legal or not, that's obviously going to be sticking in his mind, the thought, what if I didn't just do that more? And with Don Charles in his corner, I absolutely believe that that was probably harped on going into this fight. Slow the guy down, make it so he can't walk you down, take his legs away from him, and he'll be there for you late. But, you know, Miller in that first round, I don't think Miller is here to win rounds, Steve. I think he is here to wear Dubois down and just see if he can't take him out.
Yeah, I'm not sure what Declan's here for. He says Miller reminds me of an ex-girlfriend. Not quite sure what kind of ex-girlfriends he had, but
big,
each to their own.
Tying up more in here. Miller's getting admonished for pushing there by the referee. He's got to be careful about that. You know, big manning inside is very important, but the tactics have to be there. Miller trying with the uppercut there. Definitely having more success. Dubois standing in with him a little bit more. I don't know if that's what Don wants or if that's a mistake as far as the tactical plan of this fight that they have.
Good uppercut from Dubois. He did step back and take a big, deep breath there, though.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he's definitely doing a lot of work, Dubois. This could be to his detriment later on in the fight. I think Miller's looking pretty comfortable. He'd be happy with this.
Yeah, I don't imagine that he would have any complaints at this point in time. It's one of those fights where he's definitely not afraid to lose some battles in order to win the war. Getting a little bit sloppy with his feet there, but I got to tell you, for a big guy, he moves a whole lot better than Mahmudov was moving, whose footwork was just awful. You know, there's a little bit of purpose with what Miller does as a big guy in his movement.
Yeah, Mahmudov needs to get down to Joel Miller's pharmacist, man. He's buying from the wrong establishment, I think.
Or maybe he needs to go and see Miller's grocer.
Possibly. Well, a few more shots from Miller there. A few swings at the end.
Looked like Dubois was getting under it a bit, though. It's heating up, though, Steve. It's definitely heating up.
Oh, yeah, there's a few good shots landed at the end here. Dubois ducking out of the way. Interesting.
This is going to be a good... There's a reason I think people are looking forward to this fight. Some people run their mouth and do nothing. At the very least, Gerald Miller was going to be there to throw punches. I don't think he was going to let this opportunity go to waste after having that Joshua fight in his grasp and letting his path to fitness, well, at 295 pounds, I guess it was his path to fitness, get, you know, stop him there, because that that test was just terrible. And then to get popped again, it's actually pretty incredible for Miller to be back in this position. What are we talking? 5-6 years later, Steve, almost?
Yeah, definitely. Absolutely. I flicked off there quickly and listened to a bit of the sound while you were chatting as well. Go to the body was definitely the word from Miller's corner.
That's. I think that if I was in both corners, I think I'm giving that advice. 100%.
Yeah, it's interesting so far. I did kind of lean with Miller in the end. I haven't seen anything to suggest that that will be the case necessarily. I think it's pretty evenly matched, but I just thought Miller might outlast him, especially if Dubois is fighting at this pace.
Yeah, a little bit. But Dubois just hit Miller with a mean right hand. Miller hasn't thrown much back since then. He still is coming forward.
Yeah, I definitely picked Dubois before this fight, so I'm sticking with him.
Let's see, just kind of working jab at a distance, neither man really taking charge at this point in time, just looking for and a nice hook by Dubois around the right hand of Miller.
Yeah,
Miller just coming up short. He's throwing some haymakers. You gotta worry, that's that. If I was him, I wouldn't be doing that. I'd be waiting until the distance was there and throwing the shorter shots. You're a big man. I don't know what your gas tank is. I'm not going to be trying to throw hooky haymakers, especially this early on in the fight.
Yeah, we mentioned the gas tank of Dubois. I think as well, mentally, it's going to be interesting, because if Miller has a chin, he keeps on taking Dubois' punches, Dubois' big puncher. And if he thinks, I can't stop this guy, I can't push him back 4, 5, 6 rounds in, then it could be interesting mentally for Dubois.
When a guy takes your best punch and all he does is keep coming forward, it wears on you. You know, unless you really think you can box off your back foot for the distance of the fight, those questions start getting in your mind, and you know, mental stress leads to physical stress, and it all falls apart.
Mm-hmm. I mentioned in the Nutters during the week, the Vlad Klitschko-Ross Purity fight, obviously on a much lower level, but that's what happened to Vlad. He just got so knackered from hitting Purity, he just completely gassed out. And Dubois with the uppercut again, it's quite a forced uppercut, I think. It's as if they've worked on it in camp, and he's trying to throw it from too far out at times.
Yeah, I mean, what's lucky for him is Miller doesn't have great hand speed, so as of right now, he's getting away with it. But if he slows down and Miller kind of stays where he's at, everything will get a little bit more equal, and he could find himself in trouble with that in the later rounds. But as of right now, I mean, Miller's having his moments, but I just think that Dubois is picking him apart with speed right now, fighting a pretty good fight all in all. He's just got to, you know, pick his moments and not stand in there too much. I think he's done a pretty good job with not letting Big Baby lean in on him and take him, take his legs out that way. So fair play that as far as that goes.
Good job from Miller there. If Dubois can keep this pace going, I think he wins the fight. I like what he's doing so far, but I like that job from Miller as well. And hit the like button if you like what we're doing. We don't do this very often, so we are trying our best here. A couple of low blows from Dubois there.
Yeah, a couple of that double left hook there with about 10 seconds left wasn't bad. Low with the first one, up top with the second one. Yeah, good round. I got to say Dubois won that round. Again, I don't think the scoring of these rounds is going to be consequential. Andy Patterson hopping aboard with us. Andy, right now I've got it probably about 15 seconds after the end of the third round, maybe 20.
I'm just finishing the third round the other night, mate.
All right, so you're just behind us a little bit.
What have you made of it so far, Andy, this fight and the whole night from what you've seen?
I've only seen Makhmudov getting stopped, mate, and I've only just tuned in to the Miller fight here, but Makhmudov is absolutely shocking. flat-footed, legs were all straight, seemed gassed after 3 rounds. Pretty basic, and Kabayel, fair play to him, finding shots, right hands, body shots, just took it right out of him. Just seen the jabs here by Dubois and that.
Yeah, static head from Dubois there, he got caught with a couple straight in a row. Yeah, nice pace. Nice pace to the evening as well. You have to feel at some point, Andy, there's going to be a big break where they're going to have a concert or something, or we're going to have to sit for 2 hours.
Well, this is what I was thinking, because when I heard, obviously, the event starting at, half four?
Yeah.
Aye. I was like, they're going to string, and they're going to have the main event at 11 o'clock. How are they going to string this one out? So, yeah, I'm expecting some sort of concert, maybe Lady Gaga to turn up here. I've just got the start of the fourth round coming up here.
We're a little bit ahead of you. Referee warning.
I'm at 248 fourth round.
220.
Yeah, 220 odd as well for me. Chris Mannix has got all three rounds to Dubois. Matt Butters, more importantly, our scorer, has it 2-1 to Dubois.
I would argue, if you're really taking scoring seriously in this fight, that Miller had an argument in the second round.
2-1 Miller, says Tosh Malone. So interesting. Variations there.
He likes them big.
Mm-hmm.
Getting a little bit more wrestling in there. But as the shots slip in, it's definitely Dubois that seems to be finding the holes.
Miller's looking a bit tired, I think, a bit ragged.
I agree. He's following him, Dubois, a little bit more now instead of cutting the corners.
But he has shown that he's a bit like that. He does look ragged 4-5 rounds, and then he keeps looking ragged, but he keeps going. He has got a good engine.
Yeah, he's just there. He's just a big guy that's there in front of you.
Yeah. I think physically and mentally it's there for Dubois, really, if he can keep this pace up. Oh, good left hook from Miller there.
Yep, nice little exchange during that period there. Definitely Miller getting the best of it. One of the first times I thought his size really showed. Oh, another one, a right and a left by Big Baby.
I'm behind, but Dubois is kind of going back here with the hands down a little bit here, and he's getting caught on the inside. Yeah. He's not grappling very well.
Oh, big overhand right by Miller. Uppercut. Dubois is hurt. Dubois is definitely hurt right now. Holding on. He's pushed Miller back into the corner, working his way back, trying to keep a little bit of distance.
Took a left hook here as well at 1 minute mark.
Yeah. Fight's going how I thought it would, to be honest.
I fancied Dubois in points, to be fair.
Did you? I fancied Miller. I thought he might outlast him.
I think, Andy, you're the only person I've heard say this fight was going to go the distance.
Yeah. There's nothing in Dubois' shots just now, by the way. See those wide shots that Miller's throwing? He's having problems trying to defend them. He's needing to get those hands up.
Yeah, left hand to the body is the best shot for Dubois, I think. DAZN just advertising Munguia against Ryder there, Saturday, January the 27th. That should be a good fight.
That round, the fourth, is definitely the first round, I think, where I would show any concern from Dubois' corner. Definitely Miller's starting to work that size in there. Dubois standing in there a little too much. I think he needs to get on his toes. And unfortunately, I think that time spent standing in there might cost him a little bit of his legs.
Yeah, good job from Dubois there, just showing on the replay. 2-2, says Declan. He's got it 2 each.
I'm trying to do this new thing, scorecard. You know what I'm talking about, Steve?
Yeah.
Oh, you guys are on there too?
Yeah. Just trying to work it out and that. So, yeah.
Thanks for reminding me.
You doing it?
Yeah, I was doing it all morning, and then as this started up. I mean, we had those first-round knockouts and stuff happened. So, it's like, just got out of that moment like, oh, don't get to score anything.
I tell you what.
All right, round starting fifth.
I just seen a solid jab there. Like, literally, Dubois stepped in at a solid jab there, and Miller ate it. And he did the budge, really. I mean, that's a good chin he's hitting there.
Yeah, good chin, man. Danny Young's on the call as well. How you doing, Danny? What you seen so far, brother?
I'm seeing a Jermell Miller win coming up in any time soon, I'm telling you. I'm glad I backed it, to be honest with you. I just had a sense that Daniel isn't the same fighter he first was after. Not so much the Usyk fight. I think the loss to Joyce really was the beginning of the end almost for him. And like, again, I remember myself on the pod that Sunday kind of like bemoaning that Dubois should have fucking put in a better performance and really beat Joyce up. But yeah,
I did this fifth round pretty well, I think, Dubois.
He's working the body pretty well. This is a good comeback round for him. A nice overhand right at about the 2 minute mark. Miller coming back with a nice uppercut, though, a little bit of a 45.
I don't like that Dubois uppercut. There's nothing in there. It's like a, it's like an arm punch.
It's army, yeah.
I said that. It's almost as if they've been, they've identified it as a shot to throw, and he's throwing it out.
Good uppercut on the inside.
It's just he's not throwing it properly at that distance. He's throwing it as like an arm punch. He's not kind of putting the full leg and body, kind of, you know, pushing it up the way. Now, Miller, left hand in there and inside by Miller. Like that was a
Miller's going to have to be careful with, because what he's doing, he's landing some good shots, but the ones that he's missing big, and he's really getting out of position on them.
Oh dear. I mean, Miller's I'm a bit ahead of you guys, but Jesus Christ, these Dubois eating some now.
Miller, where are you at, mate? What number? Sorry, what timing in the round are you in? I'm at 1.
I got 10 seconds left of round 5.
All right, so you're well in front.
We have a minute left. Pause yours real quick, Danny, if you can.
Yeah, we'll do.
Yeah, Miller working well to the body right now. Oh, just caught him with a clean right, sweeping it. Dubois getting some, though. Oh, nice sweeping right, and then a left by Dubois. Missed the left, over the top with the right. Held Miller back for a second.
Tail of two halves this round, anyway.
Down saying there, the gas is first body, loses. Digging,
hooked by Dubois. Nice upstairs shot.
I think Dan's about right. I think we're just waiting to see who's going to almost chuck in the towel on the lungs, really, aren't we?
Miller, the gas tanks.
Miller will have that EPO in reserve. Don't you worry about that.
I'm amazed the rings can take his weight, to be honest with you. Jesus Christ.
That was a close round right there. That was definitely a closer round. I argued Dubois got that one, but that definitely a closer round right there.
I think the cleaner punches come from Dubois, to be honest.
Definitely the cleaner punches.
I'm starting to worry whether Miller gassing out is more to do with his physicality than it is actually taking any shots, because I don't think they actually look to be phasing him too much. He's still walking forward, like he's not backing off at all. And I just think it's more about the weight of him more than anything. So I'm expecting Miller to come, to get even better, oddly, than he already has been.
I think it's more likely he'll pass out from exhaustion than get knocked out by Dubois, but it all goes down the same on the ledger.
Hmm. It's interesting, though. It's already begun. It's already an interesting fight, though.
It is. And what odds did you get Miller at, Danny?
Oh, so I did it in a double with Wallin. So I got 14-1.
That's a good combo. I got Miller weeks back at 9-2.
Yeah, good prices. Like, yeah, you can't. I mean, I worry about Dubois. You know, it's the shots on the back of the head, you know, when his legs go unsteady. I don't know. I just worry about him. I do worry.
All right. We're about 20 seconds into round number 6.
Yeah, likewise. Yeah, I paused it and hung with you.
Miller working his way forward. Dubois, the jab seems more to keep him, Miller, off than purposeful the way he's throwing it right now. Close the distance. Tying up now. Not as much action on the inside as earlier.
They said it on comms.
Dubois starting the rounds pretty well, but I think then Miller kind of comes into it. I mean, he started the 6 pretty well, hasn't he?
Mm-hmm.
No, I was just going to say, they said it on comms earlier. It does make me laugh that, you know, Dubois, he tries to move his head out of the way, but somehow manages to keep his head in the same spot, but move the rest of his body out of the way. It's peculiar. Like his head. It looks like he's trying to move, but it doesn't. It's really odd. Like, it's just a lack of movement, upper body movement. It's just not there at all.
Miller working forward. Dubois still just not quite pawing that jab out, but it's not a snappy jab. Minute and a half left in the round. Tying up on the inside. Neither guy really sneaking many shots in there in that position. Not a whole lot of clean action this round. Better work probably from Dubois. Both missing there. Good right hand from Dubois. Tying up as he's in the corner. Referee definitely being friendly with the amount of time he's leaving him tied up, getting him out of there quickly. The longer you're tied up with Big Baby, the worse for Dubois, absolutely.
It's a good competitive fight, isn't it, this, compared to what we've seen through the night?
It is, absolutely.
How did Demore look? Obviously, got smashed in one round.
Great, man. He was brilliant. He was on the jab, moving around, just got caught with a shot, and it happens, you know.
How do you look?
Demore demoralized.
Demore no more.
When a fight goes one round and it costs you £10, that's Demore.
Very good, Matty. Very good.
Thank you.
Live radio to you. No rehearsals here.
Definitely a Dubois round here. Just not seeing Miller getting his shots off quite the way that he wants to. Dubois is definitely tying up.
You can make it so much easier for you. Just stick and move. It's all he's going to do.
Big right hand over the top.
Miller to stand in the pocket here with him and allow him to tee off. Now, that's when the accident's going to happen here.
There's our score. Matt Butter says 3-2 Dubois, maybe. I thought 5 was extremely close. Shout out to Albert Ross. Hit the like, Albert Ross. Let's get 100 likes tonight, for goodness sake. Come on.
Some super chats to keep the lights on.
Yeah. Let's go, boys. Come on. Joseph Parker arriving on my stream.
Joseph Parker.
He's improved, apparently.
Steve, I don't know if you've mentioned about the earlier fight, but I was very impressed with Caballero by just adding that in.
This is what I was saying to the boys now. I mean, it's not the fact that he isn't a good technician or a good fighter, man. It's just the fact that he's no active enough in competitive fights often enough. And I've said it before, Steve, how long have we watched Macmudo for over the last couple of years, saying we just need to see him tested now? And my God, man, did he unravel.
Yeah.
All right, round number 7 is upon us.
Kaiser Cobus testing the bank balance there, Matty, with a fiver. He says, why not? Why not indeed?
Thank you, Kaiser Koba. Always appreciated, sir. Definitely appreciated the way that...
Aussie dollars come in there. Dingo dollars.
That's the Dr. FMG. He's in the Patreon. Great work, lads. Dubois will walk into a left hook, he says. Thank you, Dr. FMG.
Miller with a little bit of extra pep in his step this round. Act like you got the Panama Lewis bottle. I don't know what's going on here.
I smell insults.
Steve, just a shout out.
Oh, good uppercut by Dubois, though.
Just want to give a shout out to my Scottish pal, Zekonomics. I've got the pizzas in tonight, lad. Cheers.
Good lad, Zeko. Well done. 3-3, says Declan. He's got it. 3-3. Mannix has it. 58-56 to Dubois on my card, on my stream. Sorry.
I think that's fair. I think you can even argue 5-1 for Dubois.
5-1?
Yeah, because I think that fifth round was the swingy one. It didn't necessarily have to give that one to Miller.
That's interesting.
Good uppercut by Dubois. Or Miller, I'm sorry. Jab as he's coming in. Good right hand. Oh, good right hand, then uppercut by Dubois. Man, Miller just walks through. Double right hand from the southpaw stance there.
Looking tired, Miller. Looking a bit ragged now.
He's got to go get another drink of that water.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we wondered if Dubois could keep up this activity levels, and he seems to be so far. All good right hand, hit a left hook in return. Good fight, this. Good scrap.
Absolutely. Got 50 seconds left in the round here. Kind of stuck inside, not tied up, not doing much, though. Good jab by Dubois. Holding on now, keeping Miller from working. Oh, guy, nice right hand is there separating by Miller.
Blood from Miller's mouth, maybe his nose, but definitely his mouth.
I feel like Daniel's too close to actually let his best work go, if that makes sense. Like, he just seems to be kind of almost tying himself up a little bit too much at times.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely the edge in speed for Dubois. Shout out to everybody listening in. Give us a comment. Give us your thoughts in the chat. You're listening to us instead of DAZN. End of the 7th for me. I'm going to mute myself and listen in to what they're saying here.
Yeah, I got the end of the 7th now as well.
Who'd you have?
Definitely, I gave that round to Dubois again. He's just landing the sharper shots.
Aren't you just glad that you're not fading Miller for Christmas this year?
Miller leaning back in his corner there, kind of looking like he's a little bit out of it. We'll see.
Just quickly from the corners there, Miller's corner team saying that he's too close, similar to what Danny said about Dubois. Barker thinks he's tiring, he's breathing heavy, he looks a bit despondent on the stool.
Yeah, tell him he's giving those arms up at the end. So, yeah, he was pushing a few of those shots and he's just kind of like walking, but not really properly punching, just throwing it out there. Yeah, Darren Barker saying he's missed Miller. And there you go. I mean, he stepped in my right hand there and Dubois just caught him right in the middle. And then an uppercut as well.
Lovely left hands to the body from Dubois. Nice right as well. Dubois looking fresh, liking this.
But he's been drinking.
Oh, just a great right hand from Dubois. Left hook as well. He is lighting up Big Baby right now.
Big Baby's got some chin, man, because we know Dubois is a puncher.
He really does have a hell of a beard on him. And it's just, I'll tell you what, if you could have stayed off the stuff, man, him at 290 pounds 5 years ago, he challenges a lot of heavyweights. I don't think, good left hand by Dubois. Good left hand.
Was that the left hook? Yeah, Miller looked like he was wobbling, but he was just posturing, I think.
Yeah, he just took it. Everything you think is going to take him out, he just stands there.
Dubois definitely looking fresher this round. He's definitely on his feet a little bit more, on his toes, yeah.
Yeah, I agree, Danny. He's got that range that you spoke about. He seems more comfortable at that little half step of range.
Indeed, yeah.
Good right hand again by Dubois over the top, going to the body, left hand up, another right hand upstairs. Miller definitely pushing his punches right now. Sneaks a little right hand in there.
Darren Barker saying he's a walking punch bag right now.
Yeah, he just got pushed back by Dubois on the clinch. I don't know how much he has left.
Oh, see that right hand at the body from Dubois and the right upstairs. Oh, and another one.
Oh, yes.
Good uppercut by Miller there.
He's punching the body, Dubois. He'll get the stoppage if he keeps it up.
Justin thinks he's going to finish him. Yep. Looks good.
But the thing is, though, it's almost coming to the end of the eighth. I'm almost right that it's going the distance.
I don't know if I thought anybody else predict that. I thought that was free fucking money.
There you go. So the lands here is thrown 185 to Miller's 186 and landed 80 to 66. So Miller's 66 punches landed 35% of his punches.
Referee calling a break here. Warning to Dubois, I think, again, maybe for the head.
Is that what it was? Yeah, I wasn't sure. Oh, elbow from Miller there. He was glad of the break.
Yeah. He might have just pissed off Big Baby. That wasn't a good idea.
Oh, good shots from Dubois. Nice clean shots here. Oh, Miller just dipped a little bit. Oh, he's taking some flush shots now.
Yeah, he is.
Little body shot as well.
Right hand, he sunk it into the body. Oh, little sweeping uppercut from Miller, though.
Oh, lovely right on the bell here. And a left hook to the body. Yeah, Dubois, really good round. Miller's looking very heavy-legged, treacle-footed at the end of the eighth there.
Yeah, not a great round. This conversion to Islam is not going too well for Miller.
Yep, he's doing good.
He's a convert, is he?
I don't know, is he?
Matty.
I wish him well.
I wish him well. Is he a convert?
Yeah, he converted yesterday.
Oh, did he?
What?
Yeah, or within the last week.
Well, I suppose you have to do something with your time when you're out there. There's not much to do.
Kind of go for a drink anyway.
Might as well have a reason.
He's probably like Roy Jones becoming Russian citizen, that, isn't he?
Well, everything's ruined for him now. Now they're not going to want him back. He has to come back home.
Hey, where are you, Matty, in the stream? Matt Butters is looking for a little refresh.
I think those body shots have been pretty good by Dubois.
I'll tell you when I get the first bell here. I think I'm 3 seconds behind you, Steve.
I'm at the first bell now.
And first bell.
I'm 2:53. Sorry, Matt, I'm going to have to just keep mine going because I'm afraid if I mess with my stream, it'll never come back on again.
Oh, good shots by Dubois. Good shots by Dubois, pushing Miller back. Another uppercut. The end might be nigh for Big Baby here. He is definitely getting hit clean.
I'm about 30 seconds in. People might be better off listening to this on the podcast later, but you can have a bit of crack in the chat with us. Hit the like button.
Sweeping shots to the body by Dubois.
Dubois come out there menacing with shots straight away off the bat.
Yeah, Dubois looking sharp, isn't he, I think?
All right.
Well, Frank did say that. He was looking hungry, and he was a wee bit changing demeanour, actually, and Dubois looked at this fight, so he's shown it.
He only looked hungry because Miller hit the buffet before he did.
Damn Raphael, is he out there?
This is classic crossroads, isn't it? If, you know, whoever loses, where's Miller going after this one? He's gone back to the Indian reservation type fights, isn't he?
Yep. I'm liking Dubois' jab in this 9th round.
I'm liking his body shots, actually, in the previous round. He just needs to start doing more of them, especially the right hand to the gut.
Elbows from Miller. The ref hasn't picked up on yet. He's done it a couple of times.
See, that wee sneaky uppercut that he's thrown at the body. That's what he needs to keep
good doing. Uppercut from Dubois. Uh-huh.
Miller's become a bit of a punch bag now. His offensive output is very limited. He's just there to soak up shots.
He's walking forward, not even jab. He's just kind of walking, hoping to try to land something, but he's not even setting anything up. He's no jab.
He's talking to Dubois.
Oh, good right hand there. He's Miller's taking way too many shots in this round for me.
It's starting to get dangerous now. I'm happy to see him take these till the end, to be honest, because he's a scumbag.
Tony Bellew will be sitting
Steve
there.
Steve wants prolonged death.
Where's Steve Schmoger?
But the thing is, Tony Bellew's in the right place to be kind of like demanding punishment be taken here immediately. You know what I'm saying? Stone him to death, mates.
Alan C says, question for you all. I can't find this fight anywhere on my stick. I'm not sure there's a question in there, Alan, to be honest, but good luck. We wish you well.
Alan, it's in the pay-per-view section. There you go. I'm trying to help you out there.
Allegedly.
Zariri.
Serious heavy bag work. It has become heavy bag work, Justin.
Definitely those body shots are taking it out of Miller, like, because he's got nothing really. He's only really throwing punches when Dubois is allowing him to get into close quarters. And that's when he's kind of like, there's nothing in them. But there's no point in Dubois being there. Just get on the outside. I love that. That you step to the side and straight right hand. That's what I'm talking about.
There's been no activity from Miller in this round at all. You know, he's just been walking forward, padding the left hand out and things like that. It's just, he's taking a lot. He took a lot in that round. I mean, that's a Dubois round by a mile.
Dubois fight to lose now, don't I?
Yeah, I believe so. I think if Dubois can set his feet and land something, you know, a big right hand, this could be all over. But again, it just, you know, Miller's got some hell of a beard on him. So we'll see.
10th round.
Yeah, coming up to 10th round now. Final round, bit of Vaseline over Miller's left eye. Dubois looks decent, looks fresh.
And here we go, the final round. I cannot believe we are here.
Here we go.
Oh, nice uppercut from Dubois, hooking a left hand around it.
Mannix has it 88-83 to Dubois. Elbow from Miller again.
I've got it 89-82.
Yeah.
But you remember, I didn't see the first couple of rounds. I just put it down there because that was consensus.
I thought Miller would outlast him and get this one. I was wrong, as usual. Big swings from Miller. He's trying to go out on his shield, to be fair. Come on, Dubois. Finish him off.
Ooh. Oh, Miller looks gassed now. He really does. He took a big shot there. Yeah,
yeah,
that was a great left hook.
Yeah.
All I think it's just a matter of landing that shot. It's a good thing they changed it from 12 to 10 because it definitely wouldn't have gone 12.
Nice defensive work from Dubois. Matty, he's ducked underneath the shots all night pretty well.
Yeah, it's every you know, like I said, Miller wasn't going to do anything well throwing those looping shots. He needed to get in, land short shots, just slowly work him down, beat him down, and then you might have a chance for the bigger ones. But it did not go well for him. He should have gotten in better shape for this fight. Oh, good right hand over the top by Dubois.
Left hook from Dubois, uppercut I'm seeing here.
Oh, yep. Great shots.
Body shots working lovely for Dubois. I don't think Miller could have done anything different, to be honest, even if he had come in. I think he's a heavy guy, isn't he? That's his shtick. Don't think he's got anything else to offer.
Oh, big right hand. And another one. Dubois trying to knock him out here.
He might get it. Got a minute left in the round here.
Oh, yeah. Oof. Uppercut from Dubois. Miller stood up there. He is tough, but he's got nothing else to offer but toughness. Yeah, he's happy to see the distance now. Miller is clowning. Left hook.
I cannot believe this fight goes the distance. Unbelievable. That is the shock of the night for me.
Stopped it.
Oh.
What?
Yeah.
He stopped it.
Yeah.
Damn it, you're like 10 seconds ahead of us. Oh. Sorry. Oh my god.
They are, Matty. Your right fight wasn't going to go the distance. 10
yes!
seconds to go.
My cover got him. Dubois by KO saves the day.
That's it.
Covered by 4-1.
Miller took.
It was a left hook that set it up, mate. It was a left hook with about 30 seconds.
Miller was out on his feet. He was taking a lot of headshots. I would have liked to have seen it continue.
Steve.
It's terrible, isn't it?
Steve wants blood on a Saturday night.
Harvey's with me. Says that was so gratifying seeing another sick bastard in the chat there.
There you go, you couple of sickos. Fair play, Dubois there. Like, that was a good test for him. Very good test for him. A big unit. Like, was going to obviously take a lot of punishment. He did take a lot of punishment to Steve's liking. And thankfully, he's got a KO now that he can hopefully add on to his record and try and move on from there.
This is a perfect fight for him to get his confidence back, to prove that he can handle someone coming towards him, take out a stronger, bigger man in a fight. I think that this is definitely going to give him a chance to move into a new stage of his career, a more confident Daniel Dubois emerging from this fight.
Yep, he's got his man strength now. Good win that was. Very good stoppage win for Dubois. Fair play to Don Charles as well, friend of the pod.
Love Don. Way to be Don.
Yep.
And that was, you know, for a fight that was kind of wide, it was still entertaining. The first half of the fight was definitely better before Dubois started taking over. But I thought that was a pretty damn decent heavyweight fight. I enjoyed it.
Yeah.
My only criticism of Dubois.
No, go ahead, Don.
No, I was only going to say my only criticism of Dubois is I'm still slightly worried about kind of those big looping shots to the back of his head. But I suppose that's for a lot of what you say about a lot of boxers, I suppose. And it's just that he just needs to find that range. Once he's set at a certain range and he can let his long arms go, he looks fantastic. He looks $1 million. And the minute he's up close and tight and trying to like wing in big shots with those big long arms, it just doesn't look good and it doesn't look right. It just looks uncomfortable doing that. So, but towards the end, he was prime. That was prime Dubois towards the end, you know, found his range, big shots. Yeah, it was good. Good ending.
Yeah, Miller looks over at the referee, doesn't he? And the referee says something to him. Even the ref was showboating at that point. Oh, that's a big shot. Yeah. Good psychological win for Dubois as much as anything there.
That left hook was brutal.
The final right hand that he moved him back into the ropes with, that was, I mean, it was fair. I mean, protect yourself at all times.
I think it was the accumulation as much as anything. It had started swinging in Dubois' favour seriously, wasn't he? He was taking a lot of shots, Miller. I think that was just the culmination. That wasn't just that particular incident. The referee thought, you know what, he's been taking a lot of headshots here for the last few rounds. Yeah, that's a good shot. Well done, Dubois. Gets the win.
Raging that number went the distance, man. 10 seconds to go. Rob me, man. Rob me. How many points was I going to get for that?
Told you, Andy.
Winner on method, they got an extra 5 points for that, by the way. They got an extra 2 points for the fight winner. Absolutely shocking.
Thomas Treiber doing the announcements. I'm assuming they'll dig out Diamante at some point, maybe. I'm not sure if he's over there. I saw Buffer. Buffer was there, wasn't he?
Maybe he's wrapped himself around about some bridge, mate, with his motorbike. After going round about Cambodia and Thailand like the day previously.
I don't know why they keep dragging out Buffer, man. Flip me, he's done now, him.
No, where did I see Buffer recently, actually?
He was there yesterday, wasn't he? Someone was giving him the weights and he was announcing them.
Was there an event over somewhere nearby in Dubai, maybe in the last couple of weeks, that I'm sure he did?
Possibly.
Thomas Treiber. Remember, he used to be in Channel 5. He was chronic, man.
Thomas Treiber.
His voice never changes. It just seems to be his name.
Del Boy ringside wishing he'd got himself a little bit of this payday, wouldn't he?
Ugh, not him. What else did you see, Dan? Did you see Hergovic earlier?
Yeah, I've seen it all, mate, to be honest with you. I mean, I mean, Hergovic for me is just—he's terrible. Like, I think he's a bit like a Makhmudov. The minute he gets a decent opposition, it's game over for him, I think.
Uh-huh. Miller and Dubois hugging it out in the ring. Sorry to interrupt you there, Danny. Kind of surprised about. It's good to see that. Like, I got to tell you guys, I think that Daniel Dubois is going to have a very deep appreciation for Gerald Miller because of this fight, because of the way that Miller forced him to come in there wanting to fight, a reason to fight, got everything kind of pumped up with the way that he runs his mouth, gave him a chance to give a good performance and all that. Like, I really think that Gerald Miller brought out the absolute best in Daniel Dubois.
He did. And the worst in that last round. That's what we wanted to see. A nice finish.
If he would have attacked Usyk's body the way that he went after Miller, I don't know how that fight would have went.
Yeah, he was probably a bit sheepish, wasn't he, after the low blow incident. It knocked his confidence, whereas he just grew in confidence tonight.
You know, Steve, in his position, the way I would look at that is because I don't think he was going to win a decision. They didn't take a point from him. He still has a couple more if they call it that way. I would have kept swinging.
Yeah.
Here's a question for you boys. Obviously not about this fight. Opetaia, do you think if he's seriously like, because let's face it, that division, cruiserweight divisions, hasn't really got any names in it anymore. You know what I mean? Most of the names have now come and gone. Do you think a step up, a step down to light, would he get down to light? Light heavy?
Don't think so. He's a big unit, isn't he? They're talking about him moving up to heavy.
Really?
Yeah.
He's so comparable to Usyk's dimensions. They're really very similar sized men. He's not going to be a big heavyweight, but again, another good southpaw, amateur background. He's got great foot speed. I think he can play as a small heavyweight, 100%.
I just wondered if he could just shrink himself down a little bit and get a couple of those big names that are down there at light heavy, but because he's very trim, isn't he? He's a trim fella, so
I think him versus Zerto would be a good fight as long as it lasted.
Dubois on the mic now. He said he showed a lot of heart, he's proud of his performance. He's given a lot of glory to God, which is always good.
Which one, though?
I'm not sure.
They're all the God of Abraham.
Yeah, he said there he had to prove it to himself, to show it to himself as much as anything, and I agree with that, actually. As you know, it was proving to himself he had the heart and the psyche to get to that point.
Yeah, it'll boost him no end, that one. Like,
yeah.
Because there's nothing worse when you get a guy that size just walking to you and you're hitting him your best shots and he just keeps walking. You know, it's hard. Like, his hands will be bloody killing him, I think.
Do you know what I'd really love, actually, for Daniel? I'd love for Warren to kind of back Daniel and stick him in with the loser of Joshua Wilder, if that happens, just to see where he's at. Because the timing might be very good. Like,
oh, he's definitely the picture for the next Saudi Arabian show, anyway, whenever that is. Was it the music card?
Yeah.
I honestly think that it's not a perfect fight, but if Parker isn't able to pull off a huge upset tonight, I think Dubois against Parker is a decent tick over fight. Maybe even can put that on the undercard of AJ versus Wilder, should everything go to form. But man, I tell you what, I was looking, and Danny, you know more about this than most, because you do a little bit of betting yourself. But I kept seeing these offered parlays, these pre-picked parlays with the different places I like to place bets. And a lot of them had sprinkled in with other sports. They had Wilder by KO, and they also had Joshua to win in there, and, you know, and just building your accumulators, as you so refer to them. And it leads me to say that the books think, be it Wallen, be it Parker, one of them's going to upset the apple cart tonight. That's the dig I'm getting on why these fights are included in all these different parlays.
Yeah, I think so, Matty. I think the bookies have a feeling that we'll put it this way. There's not only the interest, but obviously everyone's looking for value. And obviously having seen, well, even the casuals, having seen Joshua, you know, you can forget the Hellenius fight, but having seen Joshua, obviously, go 12 rounds with a fighter that's, you know, pretty average in Jermaine Franklin. They're looking, you know, the guys that love looking for the value, and the value, I think, is in the Joshua Wallin fight. And like you say, I'm not sure about the Parker Wilder fight, but obviously adding them into their other sports obviously adds, you know, gets their odds up. And I don't like doing cross sport kind of ackers, if you like. I think it's a dodgy thing sometimes. I know people that do football, bit of football, bit of cricket, bit of boxing, all sorts. And some of them put them on, like, you know, where they're waiting months and months for the outcome. Just not really my thing. I like to do it. I like to waste all my money in a day and then know that I'm sucked out, fucked out, looking for a handout, basically.
Yeah. I think it all depends on how much attention you might pay to anything. Like, again, value is value. So if you see something that makes sense, you shouldn't throw it away just because it's from a separate sport. The difficult thing is, other than us casual gamblers, there's not a whole lot of people who are, you know, pro gamblers who dedicate themselves to multiple sports. If you know, a football guy is usually a football guy, a boxing guy is usually a boxing guy, because you can only keep track of so much, right? It is pretty incredible. I was looking at a few different sites where they do subscriptions to people and their picks. And there's some people, I mean, they're picking, you know, football games from all across the globe, Danny. These guys are running 85% on their picks, over a 300% return on investment. Those are incredible numbers. Absolutely incredible numbers. I'm shocked when people are able to put together stuff like that. I mean, you have got to know your shit.
I mean, I used to do a football bet across Europe many, many moons ago. I used to do, like, you know, £10, used to do, like, you know, 30 odd matches around Europe, and then obviously sit down there on a Saturday and wait for it all to roll in. Like, it did on a couple of occasions, and don't get me wrong, you've got to put the effort in for that. But yeah, it's tough going. You've got to be some gambler if that's the approach you're going to go for.
And I mean, these people, these are definitely people making their living off of gambling. And man, I just can't live by the skin of my teeth like that, even if I had the ability. That's just a little too much excitement for someone like me. I like my little fiver bets, Danny, just having a little bit of skin in the game myself.
Well, you say that, you know, I mentioned it on Sunday. Like, I know some of the old boys that have got, like, you know, 40s and 50 quids on Wallin to beat Joshua tonight. So, you know, and they don't particularly know masses about boxing, but they've just, you know, they're looking for the value, and the value's in Wallin to beat Joshua. So good luck to him.
Well, you know, it's, you got to pick those moments. When this was originally scheduled for 12 rounds, I took the under 10 and a half at face, what would that have been, 3 to 4. And I put 20 on it because I'm like, that's good money right there. Absolutely good money. And I would have gotten it by the skin of my teeth. But it was still a winning bet. And then, unfortunately, when they changed it to 10 rounds, they voided all the damn bets on that, screwing up my money.
Yeah, I see that. Yeah, it's not, that's poor form.
Yeah, what the hell? Yeah, what the hell? Protecting their pockets like that. What happened to the customer is always right. You know, what about the consumer? It's a backwards world we live in today.
Well, talking about the consumer, they won't be happy right now because you've got Tony Bellew on the mic once again telling us how it is.
Well, obviously, this is where people would definitely want to tune in to this live fight companion coverage from Boxing Asylum, where we don't have Tony Bellew on the mic, but we do welcome him back from the jungle. We're also happy to have Steve Welling, Zaddy Patterson, Danny Young, none of which are in the jungle. Unless you consider Scotland some sort of a jungle. Andy, is it like a snowy jungle there?
No, mate, it's actually, believe it or not, it's actually quite mild. Tops off tight weather, 10 degrees. You go further east to get the bad weather, mate, snow and cold. So you're talking about -5 in that area, that neck of the woods. But
it's practically summer in Scotland today.
It is, mate. It bloody is, I'm kidding. It's like, honestly, this morning, I checked the temperature this morning, it's like 10 degrees.
What is that, like 45 Fahrenheit?
I don't know, mate. Give me a second.
Somewhere in there.
I've just noticed the Gad chasing Dubois out of the arena. Hopefully with the key question, are you going to be taking a shower after that?
I was just
50 degrees, mate.
50, okay. Yeah, that's comfortable weather. It's been really mild here lately. People have been playing golf all months.
It's been raining, though. It's been raining and high winds, which I didn't mind the cold, but I hate the rain, eh?
I hate the wind too. Danny, as a golfer, the wind, it just doesn't do it for me. I have very high ball flight, and the wind, it just pisses me off, ruins my day.
Matt, I've got a high ball flight. You can ask for misses, but I'm telling you, when the wind comes, I just don't bother. Honestly, it just ruins my round. So,
yeah, put the ball back in your stance and swing 3/4, or I could just stay home and get drunk.
Cost me
less money. Just, you know, cheaper to send the kids out of the house, right? Dad's house today, damn it. All right, I'm going to leave it to the boys here for a second. I'm going to go and take a short break, but we'll be back. These fights have been moving on pretty well, I would expect, especially considering that fight almost went the full distance. I think we're probably going to be seeing Bivol and Arthur in the ring in roughly 15 to 20 minutes. But the boys will be here, and I will be right back.
Andy, you still on there?
Still here, mate. I'm just trying to get a copy of that Jay Opataya fight. I'm just going to ready to stick it on, actually. So if you want to have a run through repeat of that one, I'm just about to stick it on there now. So,
Opataya just looked good. That's all he did. Looked good. Did what he needed to do. I mean, where does that opponent come from as well? Like, that's
one of Frank's guys, is it not?
Yeah, it's just. They could have lined him up with someone better for this. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Why did they not have the Bradis rematch on this?
Because obviously bigger money, mate. I think in that as well. But I think the fight had already been signed, and he was getting threatened to get the title taken off him. So this is just starting here, round one. Repeat of Opataya against Zorro, basically kind of jockeying for position, like the wee fence and that of Opataya, like kind of tries to kind of like obviously. Being a southpaw, tries to get to the outside, bobbing in and out.
There's nothing to dislike about Opataya, I've got to be honest. It's, you know, just the way he goes about his business. He's just
vicious, isn't he?
He is going to have to, obviously. I mean, at some point, I think it was you, Danny, mentioning the lack of talent at cruiserweight. It's certainly, if it's a lack of talent, there's also like you've got a few names that have been through the wash a couple of times there. You know, Billam Smith's there, but. Really, he was losing against the pole until he wasn't it. But
got a title though, hasn't he? You'd think they'd make that.
Yeah, I think they would.
do you go chasing someone who's like an in-betweener? So like an Okoli, because like obviously he's like a heavyweight slash cruiserweight, isn't he, almost? So
he's a big unit. He's awkward, isn't he? I think they would go for someone like a CBS, maybe. I don't know.
I'm just thinking, like, if he really wants to step up and go move over to heavyweight, that he's going to need to test himself against someone that could easily be heavyweight anyway. Do you know what
like
I mean?
Like a halfway house. Yeah, that's a good
point. Yeah, halfway house. That's what I'm thinking of, Steve. Yeah.
What are we on now? What's on at the moment?
They're on the commercial break. I've just stuck up a tie against Zorro just now to kind of catch up on it. I know it was only one round, but...
Regarding the running order, I like it's going fast and all. I can see why they put Bivol on before the two big main events because of his status. You know, fact he beat Canelo, respected champion, etc. But I think they'd have been better off trying to put the heavyweights together for momentum because you're going off that into Bivol now. Let's be honest, he's death by a thousand cuts, isn't he? Whereas you'd be going into Wilder, into Joshua, you'd have that momentum building, I think, if they'd have had Dubois on.
It could drag it out. The thing is, depends how ambitious Arthur is at the end of the day. I mean, he's only really got the jab. He's had the problems with his hands and that as well. So theoretically, got to fight the fight of his life to beat like a Bivol who can just sit on the 1-2 all night for 12 rounds. Is that a title fight?
Yeah, WBA super, innit, Bivol.
Right, so that's for the title.
You know, it is a nice, easy one, but he's going to go the 12, isn't he, most of the time? He's going to suck the life out of the arena and all that type of stuff, as much as I love him.
Unless he does the business early doors.
Yeah, which he might, if he went out there and put, it's not his nature though, is he? Even when he finished the likes of Barrera. I know he did that with Trent Border, so I suppose he hasn't got it in him.
Steve, has everyone had their say on all the other fights yet?
Not really. Sure, you go ahead, say whatever you need to.
Oof. No, it just, you know, obviously, yeah, it wasn't impressive. I'm not going to get overexcited about Hergovic because of obviously he was a fighter and a nobody and he hasn't had any opposition. So I look forward to seeing what comes of him. Frank Sanchez Jr. Far was kind of, he gave far too much time and space to actually try and box somewhat. I've got no hope for Sanchez in this division, the way he boxed against Far this evening. Mm. So that's, and he's another Deadwood, if you like. Again, Makhmudov, Caballero. I mean, yeah, Caballero kind of absolutely fucking destroyed him, to be completely frank. Like, it's just inactivity, isn't it? It's a shame, like, because, you know, if Caballero was fighting, you know, 2-3 times a year, then, you know, he might be a bigger name than he already is. I mean, he was impressive. So let's see if he actually kicks on from that win. And then, as Andy's just watched there, upper tire Andy, big heavy knockdown, right?
Yeah, I wouldn't be opposed to Dubois against Caballero. I think that's a damn decent fight after what I've seen.
Yeah, season. I was thinking that earlier, actually.
That is beautiful. They're showing a shot of this whole setup they got there in Riyadh, and it does look absolutely gorgeous, the lights there. It's fucking amazing what you can do with oil money in a desert. It's fucking stunning.
Yeah, man. Let's get out there. As for Caballero, though, just quickly, didn't Top Rank, don't they have the contract of Makhmudov? Or didn't they sign Makhmudov at some point? Top Rank?
He was definitely on Top Rank cards. Who knows?
Yeah, I'm just wondering what Bob's thinking was in that case, because he's that shit, man. I said before, not to take anything away from Caballero, but Makhmudov looked to me like, I don't know, like he wasn't all there physically and mentally, man. He looked terrible. But I don't know. We'll give Caballero his credit. He's a good boxer.
It'll be interesting to see what they're able to do with Makhmudov from here. He obviously is not going to be championship material, but that doesn't mean he can't be a good opponent. That doesn't mean, being the size he is, that he can't pull off an upset in some position too. I mean, he's still a big unit and a hell of a puncher.
He is. You'd have to think, though, anyone who can move laterally and with a bit of a jab, he's going to struggle like hell, isn't he?
I don't even know so much that. Anybody who can cover up and get in there and work his body, maybe. I don't even know if you need the jab. You need just a good cover game and then some hooks.
I think any fighter with two arms and potentially two legs as well is going to give him trouble going forward.
Yeah, it's you know, you just got to watch out if you're one of them one-legged fighters. You just could be fucked.
Is that 5 KOs tonight, Steve, says Tosh? Yes, I believe it is, isn't it? I think they've all ended by KO so far.
Yep. I would imagine this fight, I've seen a lot of people taking Bivol by knockout. I don't know, man. As we've seen, like against Richards, Bivol isn't always tempted to go for the KO. Talented as he is, he's fairly content to hang back and box circles around his opponent.
Who else was on tonight? I feel like we're missing somebody. I mean, fight wise, wasn't there? Yeah, oh, Sanchez. Yeah, mentioned that one, didn't we?
Yes, you know, I'd have to say, I mean, Caballero definitely the surprise of the evening. Dubois also looking pretty good. I think, you know, other than Makhmudov, everybody kind of did what they were supposed to do. I know Sanchez was disappointing, but he was disappointing until he wasn't. It almost made you feel like he could have shut the lights out in that fight at any time, the way he finished it. So, I don't know.
That's what we'll does. Yeah. That's what he does. I'm glad at least he went for the knockout, Sanchez, because we saw him do that against Efe Ajagba. He knocked him down early, dominated the fight against a taller guy with a good jab who could step back, and he kind of never put the foot down. But against Farr, he worked out the jab to the body, I think, was bringing the hands down, didn't he? And then he threw the right hand over the top. And Farr, fair play to Farr, actually. He's tough. He kept getting up. He was on wobbly legs, but it wasn't through lack of effort. Like, he didn't just stay down, did he?
No, he was trying, you know. I think, honestly, what's kind of sticks in the minds of boxing fans is, as they're trying to judge Sanchez, is like, it took you 7 or 8 rounds, whatever it was, to take out a guy that Lucas Brown beat just a little less than 2 years ago. I don't know, buddy. You know, but styles kind of make fights, and you can take the boy out of Cuba, but you can't take Cuba out of the boy.
Yeah, he needs to get on board, Sanchez. This isn't the Cubans of today. No, you've got your Morels, your Yoenis Telezes. These are guys who come forward, Robizzi Ramirez, and throw shots. They didn't give Sanchez the blueprint. The PBC don't want him. Nobody's going to want him after a performance like that. He's the embodiment of a who-needs-him fighter.
You have to have utter disregard for the health and well-being of your opponent, or we've got no fights for you, Cubans.
Yeah, absolutely, exactly.
Showing all the various sheiks and royals around the stage here, dressed to the nines. Except, you know, their headgear, to me, it kind of looks more like the tablecloth in an Italian restaurant.
Oh, there's Ronaldo. Turned up. Ronaldo, a soccer star, player, as you would say, Matty. Yep. There's another ring licker, Bellew, on the screen. Now he's in the right place.
Didn't Ronaldo get signed to some huge deal with a Saudi club?
Oh, he plays for a Saudi Arabian.
Conor McGregor walks like he's carrying a big 10-ton shite in his pants, man, doesn't he? What is wrong with that dude, man? What a human. He walks like an orangutan.
He's loving life, isn't he?
Getting high on life, basically, mate.
Like, oh, that dear, cake song. When she walks, she swings her arms instead of her hips. But nobody has waited for Conor for so long. We've just kind of wanted him to go away. Were you guys not a fan of cake in the UK in the 90s?
Cake? What, like in Brass Eye, the drug?
A band.
No, I don't think so.
No kidding. Huh. It's interesting how some bands cross over and some don't. Yeah. Very interesting.
Anything else on the agenda then, Matty? I know we're doing the Saudi Arabian stuff tonight. Anything else you've seen in the boxing universe? People have been sending me Bellew of the Week, so like it's going out of fashion, but I don't know when I'm going to get a chance to read them out, unfortunately. So
I've got a few here.
No thanks.
If I had to take a guess, if you want to upload them, Steve, I would imagine between the Bivol fight and Wilder, we'll probably have the space of close to a half an hour.
Right, okay. I don't think I've saved half of them, so I'm probably not going to bother, if I'm entirely honest. Sorry, audience.
That's no skin off of my back.
You got to be honest in this game, haven't you, Matthew?
You do. That's why they're coming to us for this commentary, because who wants to listen to Anthony the Jungle Man Bellew when you can listen to Steve wrapped in pastry Wellington and Matt always baked DiGiallonardo along with the great Danny Young and Andy Patterson? This is the crew for the ages right here. You know, I hate to tell you this, Sergio, Chris, and Tony, but we're here to take your jobs.
Yeah. I'm not sure how that's going to go, to be honest.
What about the stay at AB last night on that Instagram video?
Why, what was he doing?
Oh, he was on the heavy bag. The guy looks about 200 pounds, and he was hitting it with 3 punches, and then go for a walk and try, like, do a moonwalk like Michael Jackson, then go back to it, rat-a-tat-tat, back out again, wait for a walk. Oh, but it's just the gut on him is incredible. He's trying to hide it with this baggy t-shirt today, but what a mess.
Hey, B, get him out.
Makes sense why he wasn't on that Don King card. For once, it actually wasn't Don's fault. He was just fat.
Conor Benn fighting Peter Dobson. What?
Peter Dobson sounds like a guy who would read the nightly news.
Sounds like an extra out of Coronation Street or something like that.
You beat me to it. I was going to say extra from EastEnders, but yeah.
Walks in the Rovers, a turn one when I bet he's hot pot, see?
What are you doing here, Peter?
How you doing? Hello, Peter. How you doing?
Peter the hot pot
Dobson. Oh, my God, man. Place has gone wild. So I floated it down to Mrs. Wellington about the post-fight pod for Inoue. She's not pleased, but she realises she's got no choice, so it looks like all systems go.
Oh, awesome. Oh, well, that'd be good. Yeah, I mean, I could be... Well, what's that? It's going to be about 2 o'clock-ish, isn't it?
It's going to be about 6 a.m. for me.
Yeah, someone was saying it's supposed to be on about 10 o'clock in the morning for us or something. I didn't think it'd be that early. But
I've been told... My understanding is that the event kind of is like around about 12-ish, and by the time we get to see Inoue, it's probably going to be about 2-ish.
Yeah, I thought that too, but we'll wait and see. All good.
Tony's one button on his jacket looks like it's having an absolute nightmare there.
I see him now. Gilberto Ramirez, they had on the feed that I'm watching. I think it was Ramirez anyway. Shout out in the chat. What's the highlight of the night so far? Let us know.
The super chat, Steve. That's the highlights of the night this far.
Super chat so far. Yeah,
three of them in there so far. Kaiser Koba 5, Dr. FMG 799, and Ryan Deal sending in 10 of them New Zealand dollars. I like those dollars, Steve, because New Zealand rates very highly on the Cato Freedom Index of the freest nations on earth.
Oh, yeah. Matty. Good shout out, obviously, on this Saturday evening. Love a bit of New Zealand action here.
And it's also home to the blue penguin, which is the smallest breed of penguin on the face of the earth, more than a foot tall.
There you are. You don't get this type of information on DAZN. Blue penguin banter.
Yeah, they're the most adorable thing on that side of the world, this side of Sky Nicholson.
Oh, apart from Ryan Deal.
Well, quite adorable. He's just the cutest.
That's away day, you know? She's usually team matchroom away days, you know?
I don't know.
Not allowed women,
there.
Are you?
So the latest with Sky, is I don't know if she's elevated to full WBC champion, but Amanda Serrano will not be fighting her. As the WBC is refusing to sanction women's boxing over 12 threes. And that's the direction that Amanda is insisting that her career goes. Her next fight going to be March 3rd in Puerto Rico against Nina Meinke. Jake Paul on the undercard with yours truly in attendance.
Oh, I thought you were going to be on the undercard then for a minute.
No. I haven't gotten up to that level yet. I don't think this is a weed boxing series, so they haven't pulled me out from the bullpen yet. So, but I'm waiting for that phone call.
Never mind 12 3-minute rounds. You'd be begging for 3 12-minute rounds. No, maybe you wouldn't, actually. I didn't think that one through.
I'm shooting for 12 90 seconds, Steve.
That's more like
it. Ready for the ring walks for Bivol against Arthur now.
Oh, here we go. There's Bivol.
Tail of the tape. 33 years of age for Bivol, 32 for London Arthur. 6 feet tall, Bivol. 6 feet two, Arthur. 72-inch reach for Bivol and 74-inch reach for Arthur. 174.5 Bivol, 174.5 Arthur.
Yeah, Bivol not the biggest 175-pounder, but I don't necessarily think that Arthur's the kind of guy who can impose any sort of a style, any sort of a size advantage upon him. The reach advantage he has, I think he'll be fairly futile for him, given just the exceptional jab that Dmitry Bivol possesses.
Just as we get going, Matty, I saw this earlier. One more round, fighting Father Dave Smith, boxing on for children's charity, age 61. He's got a fight coming up this weekend, apparently. The Punching Priest, he's bankrupt and looking to keep charities alive.
Hey, we're always pulling for Father Dave, man. And we love anybody who uses the sport of boxing to help the youth of their communities. And that's what Father Dave does. So if you're down in Oz, I don't know what his particular charities might be, but we'd love to find that out and help him out. Because Father Dave does good work, Steve. You know, we make our jokes and everything, boxing being a weird sport, but he was one who kind of caught us off guard. He legitimately seems one of the most decent, genuine human beings we've come in contact with or would speak to such scoundrels as us.
Mm-hmm.
I just want to check, is that definitely a children's charity or is it a free Julian Assange charity? Or something?
He was doing a Julian Assange live stream, webinar or something the other day. Yeah, yeah, that's
just,
right.
Just make sure your money goes to the right place, people. Just double check, yeah. So.
Assange is Australian, isn't he?
No, he's not Swedish.
Swedish, isn't he? Is he? Or maybe he's Australian, I don't know. Don't know much about him. He's welcome to come on the stream if he wants to with us on this Saturday.
Oh, he's not. No, he's not. Either Paul will be listening to that one, mate. Can't have Rob paranoid that he's not.
We could have the fellow dressed up as a woman on. Nico, no, I'm going down the rabbit hole here, aren't we? Let's get back to the boxing. Oh, dear. Where are we?
I think it's time, anyway. Put it that way.
I'll tell you where we are. The IBO belt is being waved high.
Good. About time.
One of the big five. Into
the ring. Yeah, one of the big five.
Hey, yep. Speaking of the IBO belt, there wasn't much action this week, Steve, but I'd be remiss if I did not mention Prince Patel picking up an IBO strap in Africa. Wasn't it in Ghana on Tuesday?
Yes, it was indeed. A sixth round knockout, was it, I think?
Yeah, apparently in style.
So the IBO world champion is Prince Patel. Yeah. That's the fight on Edwards.
Who's going to be the first unified champion, Andy, in the belt era?
Oh, it's going to be Prince Patel, mate. Without doubt. I think Sonny Edwards is needing to take that fight with him as well.
He's going to be in the five belt era for Patel, though. It'll be the IBO, the WBU, both the WBFs, because there's two of them. And what else? IBU? UBO?
And the WBU, the German version as well, mate.
Is it collecting belts or acronyms? That's the question that we all want answered.
It actually sounds like an American or a Russian or Soviet intelligence agencies back in the day, and that DIA and CIA, all that crap. GRU, NKVD.
Doesn't he hold like a couple of like African titles as well, even though he's not from Africa?
Aye.
It's mental.
Even though he's not African.
Yeah.
Well, mate, I tell you, if we got to go back our lineage, we'll probably find something.
Where is Prince Patel from? Where does he trace his lineage?
I guess there's no Bangladesh.
India, isn't it?
Is it India? Okay. Yeah, because he said one in a billion on that post. That's right. He can say that, but we say it, and it's culturally insensitive. What a bunch of bullshit.
Can I just add, while Bivol makes his rim walk, I'm loving that they already are kind of warming up that Beterbiev fight. You know, ignoring the fact that that's the challenge of Smith and Arthur is to come, but the Saudis are kind of warming up to the idea that is the one next. I'm loving it.
You think Saudis are going to put on Bivol against Beterbiev if Beterbiev does the business and Bivol does
absolutely the business? Yeah, I think they have to, you know what I mean? Like, that is such a... It's such a good fight. Everyone wants to see it. You know, no bullshit.
It's a legacy defining fight for a division, actually, as well.
Absolutely, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm pretty amazed the books have Smith paying less than 3-1. They're not seeing him as much of a dog as the broader boxing world is. It's very interesting.
You fancy Callum him, then, mate?
I don't... Let me say this. I think that... If he does what Callum Johnson did, he's not going to let Beterbiev off the hook.
Oh, Smith, I'm telling you, right? You put Johnson and Smith in a ring tomorrow. I fancy Johnson. Seriously, I don't rate Smith at all.
Huh. I don't know, man. Johnson, I mean, he just did nothing after that fight. I thought I heard he was coming back as a cruiserweight, and then I heard nothing after that. Maybe he was better at the moment. I don't know. Smith, he might be a bit overrated, but that left hook of his, it's a good shot.
When 5'4" John Ryder can rough him up and make him look amateur, I've got no hope for him.
If Viterbi starts landing heavy on him and consistently, it's going to be a question as to how much he's really wanting it. But I think if he can get, he can get a jump on Viterbi. I think he's got the long arms and he's got a bit of dig in that left hook, so he'll need to be respected. And you know, Viterbi is pretty much straight up high hands. So
My concern is Smith's going to be too worried about what's coming at him as opposed to what he's going to dish out.
He can get cut as well, Viterbi. He's shown him that a few times.
Viterbi's vulnerable, I think. Not necessarily just to shots, but his body, man. I mean, why on earth? Wasn't this supposed to be in like August or something? Then it's been rescheduled to January.
He had a tooth infection.
Yeah. His body's held together at the moment, I think. They need to get him in ASAP with Bivol. I hope he blasts Smith out the way and just make that fight.
Yeah, that it would be. I hope that they're able to put that together. It would be a fantastic fight. And I go to one of two ways on it. I think that, Bivol either pulls off the impossible or it's going to be almost a carbon copy of the Vozdik fight.
That was a good fight.
Just on this fight coming up now, like, does anyone think that, the only thing that I can think that Arthur's got on his side is obviously that he jabbed so well against Yars and basically boxed him off the jab. If we saw that same kind of Lyndon Arthur, do you reckon he could make Bivol uncomfortable at least?
Make him uncomfortable. I think Danny is the most he can hope for, man.
Yeah.
Bivol's seen it all, hasn't he, in the ring and in the sparring. He's so talented and textbook. He does everything so well. I just don't think there's anything that Arthur brings to the table. I think it's the unknown kind of guys would cause Bivol issues, like the swingers, the Madonnas, those kind of. I think someone like jabbing with him, like Arthur, will be absolute food and drink to him.
Yeah, it's going to be. I mean, it was that jab did all right against Yard, but you're jabbing with an expert jabber. I don't know if that's going to work out how he wants it to.
Yeah, I hope Bivol just puts the foot down. The boys in the Nutters chat are saying that. There's no reason why he can't put the foot down. Arthur's a decent guy. He's a decent boxer, but there's levels to this, man. We want Bivol to keep the ball rolling, I think.
I liked his chic attire at the weigh-in.
What's Arthur doing? He's kind of like crouching down the corner.
Squeezing one out.
Yeah.
When you got to go, you got to go, man. I mean, this is his moment.
No one wants to be doing a Gary Lineker right here, right now on the boxing ring, or a Paula Radcliffe for that sake.
Andrew Six Heads Lewis. He was about to shit himself and he just walked out the ring one day in Guyana. Is that a dodgy milkshake?
Of those six heads, one of them was a turtle head.
But he's dead now, unrelated to the shitting incident.
I would hope so. That would have been a terrible.
They're billing Bivol as Kyrgyzstan here. No one wants to admit it. You can't be Russian nowadays, can you? So he's Kyrgyzstan and Viterbiev's Canadian.
He should claim Moldova. I think his dad's Moldovan and his mom is Korean.
Korean, that's right.
He's born in Kyrgyzstan or something like that.
Yeah. Weren't the Klitschko's born in Kyrgyzstan as well, I think?
Uzbekistan, I think it was.
One of them might have been Kyrgyzstan.
One of those stands.
Yeah, something like that. I can't remember. Maybe was it Vitaly?
I thought they were both born in Kyiv.
Both were born abroad, I'm sure.
Could be right. Oh, Kazakhstan is Vladimir. Quite right, Andy. Yeah, let's see Vitaly, because everybody wants to know about this, don't they? Vitaly. Oh, I can't find Boxwick for him. Oh, here we are. Yeah, Kyrgyzstan, Vitaly.
Huh. Ah, so there you go.
That's crazy, isn't it?
Because his dad was in the Air Force.
Right, okay.
And he was actually part of the Chernobyl team. Sports Social Podcast Network.